Hi everyone, I'm Gianni Bifolchi, Research Manager at Special Eurasia, and welcome to this new episode of Geopolitical Report podcast. Last time we discussed the consequences of the terrorist attacks against the Crocus City Hall in Moscow. And we continue to discuss the issues related to terrorism and jihadist propaganda in Europe and also in Eurasia. As you know, after the terrorist attacks, more than 140 people died because of these violent attacks organized by four people. And as we discussed previously, we know that these four people were from Tajikistan, were Tajik citizens, and also the investigations and future arrests conducted by Russian security forces discovered a network of people mainly linked to Central Asia. This is important because they were linked to Central Asia and also to the Islamic State Vilayat Khorasan, or the Khorasan province. If we look at the Islamic State Khorasan, Vilayat Khorasan, we can say that it is a threat not only for Afghanistan, Pakistan and Central Asia, the region where historically belonged the Khorasan, but also to Turkey, to China, to Russia and to Europe. We should say that the Islamic State Khorasan group was created in 2014 when the Islamic State was at its peak, if you remember well, in 2013, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the so-called Caliph of Islamic State, he proclaimed the establishment of Islamic State in the Mosul Mosque. And during the same year, different groups, different people belonging to terrorist groups in Central Asia, in Afghanistan, Pakistan, started becoming their foreign fighters of the Islamic State. And the goal of Islamic State Khorasan is to establish its power in India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the country of Central Asia, but also part of China. After the Islamic State, was defeated in Syria and Iraq, if you remember well, thanks to the international coalition forces, Mosul and Raqqa, the strongholds of Islamic State, was reconquered. In this case, foreign fighters migrated from the Middle East more to North Africa and the Sahel, but also Islamic State Khorasan became more active. It started to attract more foreign fighters, particularly those foreign fighters from Central Asia, from Afghanistan and Pakistan. What is also important is that the Islamic State Khorasan started its jihadist propaganda in foreign languages, not only in Arabic, not only in Pashto, but also in Pashto and Dari, but also in Tajik, Uzbek, Russian, and English. The main goal was, as we previously reported on Special Eurasia, the main goal was to reach a broad audience and try to recruit more people to fight in Central Asia, in the AFPAC region, but also to create these cells capable of conducting violent attacks against their enemies. In December 2022, the Islamic State Khorasan attacked a hotel in Kabul, which was full of Chinese businessmen. Previously, during the August 2021, when the USA troops were organizing their withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Vilayat Khorasan organized the violent attacks at the airport, killing more than 180 people, including 13 American troops. It is important because after that there was the attack against the hotel in Kabul where usually the Chinese businessmen gathered, and then in 2023 in Netherlands, Germany, law enforcement officer detaining Central Asian citizens belonging to the Islamic State Khorasan Velayats who were planning terrorist attacks against civilian target. And we reported also these issues previously, and also we reported that in January 2024 the German authorities, German special forces, they discovered this terrorist cell linked to the Islamic State, which was organizing terrorist attacks against against civilian targets, against strategic targets. So the group is hostile against, as I told you before, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Russia, particularly now that Russia is supporting the Taliban, against the group itself, against also Central Asian countries. And this is really important. This is really important because, first of all, jihadist propaganda and also the violent attacks conducted by the Islamic State Khorasan province allow us to understand their main area of activities, but also they try to hit also Europe, as you know before. And also it's important because we can focus the attention on Central Asia. So Central Asia citizens have become more and more recruits for the Islamic State village Khorasan. On 4th April 2024, the Turkish authorities arrested two citizens from Central Asia, according to the Turkish newspaper Hurriyet, and they arrested them who were plotting another terrorist attacks inside Istanbul or against the Turkish strategic targets. Moreover, according always to Turkish open sources, two of the perpetrators of attacks in Moscow, they reached Russia thanks to crossing Turkey, thanks to some support in Turkey. This is so important because we can identify not only Russia but also Turkey as one of the main targets of these terrorist groups. Also, Turkey is a logistic hub for them because they can cross, they can use Turkey to reach Europe, to reach Russia, to reach other Mediterranean countries. To conclude, I want to discuss with you the latest publication, the first publication in Tajik languages of Voice of Khorasan. Voice of Khorasan is the magazine which belongs to the Islamic State, Vilayet Khorasan. In this case, they published the Tajik version, It is important because the name in Tajik is Satoy Khorasan. It was published on March 29th, 2024 by Hal Azaim Foundation. And if we look at the main issues covered by this magazine, they criticize the Tajik president and its anti-Islamic State campaign. We should remember that Tajikistan is considered a regime where the president try to contrast any form of opposition, and in many cases opposition is composed by Islamist parties, and they try to crack down these Islamist parties. Also is against the Islamic State, of course, but also is against the neighbor in Afghanistan, when in 2021 the USA troops withdrawn from Afghanistan. The president, Emomali Rahmon, several times asked support to face the terrorist threats coming from neighboring Afghanistan. Also, in this issue of Voice of Khorasan in Tajik language, there was, of course, an attempt to recruit a Tajik youth in Tajikistan and Afghanistan, and also they criticize the relation between Tajikistan and Russia. Russia is a key actor to support the security and defense sector in Tajikistan. As you know, Russia increased the number of its operatives and soldiers in the military base near Dushanbe, near the capital of Tajikistan. Russia is a member also of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, which supports the security situation and the stabilization of the borders, particularly the borders between Afghanistan and Tajikistan. And it is this publication is really important because we can understand also that the future possible future targets by the Islamic State Khorasan will be not only Russia, as we saw in March, but also Afghanistan, also India, and of course Tajikistan. This means that the geopolitical risk of the entire region, the post-Soviet space and AFPAC region, also also in India, is increasing, is becoming really high, because there is this threat coming from terrorism, particularly from the Islamic State Khorasan. So to conclude this podcast and this episode, we can say that we will continue to monitor for the situation, also the propaganda. It is interesting that Voice of Khorasan was published in Tajik language. This means that the Tajik people, citizens, are the main target, or maybe the main target, of the jihadist propaganda from the Islamic State Khorasan Vilayat. And also, what we can say is that Central Asia needs stability to improve its socio-economic conditions, to attract foreign investments, and also needs stability particularly for the Eurasian Economic Union, which is this organization established by Moscow to support a trade between the country's members, but also needs stability for the Belt and Road Initiative. In this case, if the Central Asia will be destabilized because of terrorist attacks, violent attacks, both Russia and both China can lose their financial, their money that they invested to stabilize the region, and also this region, which is really important because it's part of a geopolitical chessboard of Eurasia, but also is important for its natural resources, can lose attentions, can lose investment. And we should also remember and remind you that also European Union, the United States, but Turkey, India are really active in the region. They are trying to exploit some issues of regional issues to become more influence in the Stan republics, in Central Asian republics. And also we have also to include in this in this geopolitical scenario also the Gulf Arab countries. So thanks for your attention, so let's keep in touch and see you the next time for the next geopolitical report podcast. Bye bye.